patient, Doctor?
Yes, send him in, please. Good morning, Mr. Reynolds. What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, Doctor, I'm terribly worried about my sleeping pills.
Really?
I've just read that they can cause depression and loss of memory.
Now, calm down. There's absolutely nothing to worry about. I myself have been taking those sleeping tablets for over 20 years. I've never had any trouble.
Oh, what a relief.
Yes. Now, Mr. Reynolds, what seems to be the trouble?
News on the News Hotline, starring Roy Hart, June Whitfield, and Chris Emmett, with Peter Moss and the Hotliners.
Thank you very much indeed, folks. Thank you and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what iron knickers do for Sir Robin Day. Well, as usual, it's been nothing but politics this week, has it, eh? I see someone broke into a car and pinched cassettes of political speeches by John Major. Yeah, police are looking for someone with a glazed expression who's just applied to join the Labour Party. But Dave Nellist and Terry Fields held their own conference last week. Yes, tickets were £5, but you only got in if you refused to pay. I see Southampton Council are spending £263,000 on posh new luxury kennels for stray dogs. Now local pensioners are disguising themselves as Labradors. Did you read that George the VI's body was kept lying in a corridor for 17 years? Amazing. I didn't even know he used the NHS, did you? Talking of which, how about that hospital porter who threw a severed head at a workmate? He didn't get away with it, though. They gave him the elbow. Twenty-four people squeezed into a larder car in Slough. It's amazing what people will do to get out of Slough, isn't it, really? but the saddest story was about yet another victim of the recession, eh? A nappy firm has made 125 people redundant. A spokesman said the bottom's fallen out of the market.
The education debate. What is better for our children, state or private schooling? The News Hotlines consults its team of experts.
I attended a public school where education standards were irreproachable.
I went to a grammar school where standards were exemplary.
I went to comprehensive school. What do irreproachable and exemplary mean?
We used to start the day with prayers in the great chapel.
We began with assembly in the hall.
We kicked off with a fag beyond the bike sheds. And not the sort he had.
My old headmaster was a strict disciplinarian and regularly used the cane.
Our headmistress didn't approve of corporal punishment.
Our old headmaster didn't approve of beatings either, but we used to hit him anyway.
I went on to read classics at St. Pansy's College, Cambridge.
I went on to read social studies at a polytechnic.
I went on to look at the pictures in the sun.
I regularly meet my old school chums at the RAC.
I see my friends from school at the WI.
I bump into mine down the DSS.
My schooling cost my parents £10,000 a term, but it was well worth it.
My schooling was state-funded and still very good.
Mine didn't cost anything, and you certainly got what you paid for.
As a result of my education, I am now chairman of a large company.
Because of my qualifications, I'm a middle manager in a small company.
And because of mine, I'm the headmaster of a large comprehensive.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, BT. I'd like to register for this latest shares sell-off.
Oh, certainly, sir. If you'd just like to hold the line for 2 hours, we'll play you some music.
2 hours? Well, that's disgraceful. I could never buy into a company that's that inefficient.
Inefficient?
Yes.
Oh, really? And how much money do you think we're making out of your call alone?
Oh, and I think I will have some shares then.
Yes, I thought you might.
Oh, and one more thing.
Yes.
Do you think you could keep me waiting all day?
And now we go over live to the wedding ceremony of the bridegroom with 2,300 Christian names.
Do you, Lawrence John Bernard, Terence Neil David, Mark Royston, Tiberius, Peter Samuel, Christopher Roger Lionel, Edward Saddam, Anthony, Martina...
And we'll
James.
Be returning to that sketch later in the program.
I've lost my place now. Do you, Lawrence John Bernard, Terence Neil David, Mark Royston...
Hey, Gatter! Gatter!
Look this way, Gatter.
Oh, give us a break, pal.
Gatter, you just got knocked out, cracked a tooth, and injured your knee again. Could you tell us if it hurts badly, very badly, or very, very badly?
Oh!
I think I got that right, yeah?
Gatter, could you tell us exactly what happened?
Tell you what's happened? I'll tell you exactly what's happened. Football's been my life, and I've earned bundles from the game. But I've had more time recently to count the cost of pay. They've cast me as a hero, but I'd sooner play the clown. When people want a hero, just to bring that hero down. I might be worth 5 million, but I live on fear and hope. And is it that surprising when I find it hard to cope?
But what about a story, Gazza?
We've got papers to sell.
We really need a story, Gazza.
Just how much beer was sunk?
What do I have to do to you? I'm trying to get through to you.
But what about a story, Gazza? Did you simply fall down drunk?
Right. You want a story? Well, a story's what I've got. You've called me superhuman, but surprise, surprise, I'm not. How's this for a headline? Gazza's just like you and me. Except that Gazza risks his life each time he bumps his knee. I might be worth 5 million, but I'm only 24. The public wants a hero, but I'm just that boy next door. And that's the guy you know as Gazza.
G-A-double-Z-A.
That ordinary guy called Gazza, who found himself on top.
Oh, no, he's getting through to us. Just think what that might do to us.
Well, just imagine life for Gazza. Anybody want a swap?
Martin, Charles, Dave, Dean, Josie, Beaky, Mick, and Tit. Norman, Septimus, Arbuthnot, Stephen, Phoebe, Fixibel, Hugh, Pugh, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert, Dimmock, Ralph.
I love you very much. I love you very much. But I love you very much. Hi, Annie. Fine. Yes. Yes, I'm fine. Listen, Annie, Dear Annie, I'm writing to you second class, so by the time this letter reaches you...
My voice will have broken.
Take 2 bottles into the shower, certainly. I'm Bernard Manning. I use one for me hair and the other to wash me mouth out.
Hello. Do you have a copy of Fly Fishing by J.R. Hartley? You do? Oh, good. We're doing it for A-level.
Now eat up your food like a good little boy.
Or do I have to, Mum?
Here's your favourite. Beans on toast, sir.
Thanks, Mum. Great.
Here's your tea, Neil. Baked beans and sausages.
Thanks, Glenys, boy-o.
Oh, just think, when you were a little boy, you wanted to be Prime Minister.
I didn't.
But with all those beans, you just turned out to be a big bag of wind.
What a week it's been for silly stories, hasn't it, eh? There was the one about the man who was lonely and couldn't get a girlfriend, so he changed his name into a phone number. Now he's engaged. And I see a baby's been baptized in a bird bath. Well, he wasn't actually baptized. They fixed a little metal bracelet to his leg, you know. And up in Colne, police had to separate two members of the clergy who were having a fight. They were both charged with disturbing the priest. And I see Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger have bought a restaurant together. The food's terrible, but who's going to complain? And Princess Di says she likes watching Blind Date. Well, she knows what it's like meeting a bloke, going on an exotic holiday, then never seeing him again. And moving abroad now, French folk suffering from depression are hiring people to visit them at home and act the fool for £15 an hour. In Britain, we call them plumbers. And talking of criminals, I see a thief has been caught stealing brass from a woman's RAF base. You can guess, can't you? He told police he was just having a look round the hangars.
Nicholas, Rudolph, Valerie, David.
Oh, my goodness sake.
Lepsang, Scrum Half, Gordon, Kylie, Richard.
Oh!
That's better.
Upminster, Jeremy, Patrick, McSweeney,
Bolton. Oh!
Hello, Hotlines.
Hello?
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 Been on the halcyon again. It's frightening.
Here. It's disgusting.
What is?
That 72-year-old what makes love to his teenage wife every hour of the day.
What's wrong then?
Hello?
Oh.
It's awful. She's so fed up with him, she wants a divorce.
But what are you complaining about exactly?
Oh, I'm not complaining.
What then?
Do you think you could give me his phone number?
And you join us at the bus stop outside the Royal College of Music for the farewell concert of Jeremy Cooper, the music student who is giving up conducting orchestras to conduct buses instead. And that applause is for Jeremy Cooper, who is coming onto the platform. Now he's getting off the platform to help an old lady on. Now he's coming onto the platform again. So now it's hold tight, please, as we listen to Mozart's Concerto for Conductor and Orchestra.
It's all very well having classical purity. Classical purity's not worth a shout. I wanted a job with a bit of security, not waving batons and poncing about. I won't be a star, but who cares? Conductors do give themselves airs. Oh, well.
Are there any more fares?
Hello. This week I'm in a crypt. A crepting. I'm in the Church of St. John's, Smith Square to be precise, where the air is literally buzzing. And the cause of that buzz is standing next to me now. He is Mr. Andre Laidwaite. Mr. Laidwaite.
Please call me Andre.
Oh, thank you. Andre, would you like to tell the listeners what you're going to do tonight?
I should like nothing better. Tonight, listeners, you will hear the world premiere of Tchaikovsky's Piano Sonata No. 1 in F minor.
And what's so remarkable about that, Andre?
What is so remarkable, Melvin, is that Tchaikovsky did not write it.
Oh.
I myself composed the bulk of the opus based on only three notes that Tchaikovsky himself scribbled on a discarded shopping list.
How did you manage that?
Well, Mel, I must confess to having received help of the paranormal variety. Let me introduce my full-time assistant and part-time spouse, Mrs. Laidwaite. You can call her Bubbles.
Oh, right. Hello, Bubbles.
You'll have to increase the decibels. She forgot to recharge herself last night.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Hello, Bubbles.
Oh, good evening, young lady. It's Joan Bakewell, isn't it?
No, dear. It's Melvin Bulge, the South Banker.
Tell me, Bubbles, how did you complete the sonata when you only knew three notes?
He told me what he wanted.
But Tchaikovsky's been dead for a century.
Oh, yes, I know. Dead composers come to me, you see, when I'm in a trance, and dictate their compositions to me.
Fascinating. A case of the decomposing composing, I suppose. Could you play a bit of the sonata for us now?
Well, seeing how it's you, Mel, yes. Now, take your place at the keyboard, Bubbles.
Has she gone into a trance?
No, she just hasn't heard. Get on the ivories, girl.
Oh, right you are, my love.
Could we have Tchaikovsky's original three notes first?
Certainly. Play the theme, Bubbles.
It's not much to go on, is it?
Not without help. Not without help. But this is what Tchaikovsky said he wanted. Hit it, baby!
Remarkable, that, but he doesn't sound very much like Tchaikovsky.
That's what they said about Beethoven.
Would you like some more, young lady?
Oh, humour her, Mel. Ask her for an encore.
Yes, please, play some more.
I'll give you the Rachmaninoff.
Hello? Now, this is interesting. He left just one clue to his final piano concerto in the shape of two notes whistled on his deathbed.
Really? What did they sound like?
Luckily, Bubbles had a long chat with the deceased the other night, and from his ashes rose this phoenix.
It sounds a little bit like the Tchaikovsky.
Yes, yes. He was a very big influence on Rachmaninoff.
Enough.
Anything else?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Our pièce de résistance at the strict instruction of Maurice Gluckman, the underestimated Scottish composer, overlooked by the public and run over by a speeding train. The last words he heard inspired a health symphony. Luckily, I have a saxophone with me. There we are. I shall play what Gluckman heard just before the 1823 from Waverley hit him. I'll put it away now, there, and from which, of course, came...
Oh, no, I'm sorry, but I have to say that was terrible. You are both talentless charlatans.
Very kind of you, thank you.
Thank you.
You're not seriously going to perform these works in public, are you?
Indeed we are. We embark tomorrow on a nationwide tour, playing our entire repertoire in 27 venues.
But it's just the same silly tune repeated over and over again. You honestly expect anyone to pay good money to listen to that?
I don't see why not. They always do for Kylie Minogue. Welcome to the first branch of Littlewoods to be opened in Russia. As an inauguration, we are allowing our customers in the food hall 1 minute to fill their trolleys for free. Mrs. Popov, you are first. Are you ready?
Da.
Are you steady?
Da.
Go. Congratulations, that's one beetroot. Unfortunately, you've cleaned us out and we are now closed. Goodbye. My little snuggy bums all tucked up in her beddy poos, then?
Yes, Snooky Botty. Don't put the light on. I look most frightful, Mel.
Oh, Lord, have I got to undress in the dark again? You know, I'm not yet au fait with the geography of the bedroom in this, our new country cottage in the Yorkshire Dales. Well, someone's got to set the sketch up, haven't they?
Did you take Rufus out for his walking?
Yes, darling heart, I did.
And did he do his number ones?
I think so. Honestly, darling, he'll be glad to get back to Eton the way you mollycoddle him. He really will.
Stuff and nonsense. He's a growing boy. He needs our love and attention. Hurry into bed for cuddles.
Rather. Here comes your wibbly wobbly.
Kissy, kissy, kissy.
Yummy, yummy. My God. You've grown a beard.
Here, watch it.
Quentin, put the light on.
Who the hell are you?
How do? The name's Reggie Ramsbottom.
What are you doing in our bed?
I'm protesting.
You're protesting? Good grief, man. I nearly... Well, it doesn't bear thinking about. I know I'm a Tory and a magistrate, and I went to boarding school, followed by the guards, and I'm a fan of Judy Garland, but I'm...
Yes, 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 Quentin.
And Faith Brown, as a matter of fact, you know.
We get the picture. Now, what are you protesting about, you odious little oik?
There's no need to comb the fur coat and no drawers with me, missus. This is all part of Forbidden Britain Day. I'm with the Rotherham Ramblers.
Oh, yes, I read about you lot. You think you have the right to trespass on other people's land, don't you? Will you hirsute ragged north of Watfordite? This is private property, and so is my wife.
Oh, Quentin, how chivalrous of you, my little sugar lump.
Just protecting my territorial rights, Fluffykins.
Hey, according to this ordnance survey map here, your recently renovated rustic residence has been erected over what used to be a public thoroughfare.
Quentin, are you going to listen to the demented ramblings of a man who can't even speak without railing his R's?
Yes. Stand still while you're addressing his damage, will you? And take your disgusting boot out of my wife's ottoman. You have precisely 10 seconds to remove your person from my premises.
I'm telling you, I've every right to be here, so I'm not shifting. Any road, not till I've had a Nelson Riddle and washed me feet in public bathroom on yon landing.
Public bathroom? No, it's ours. Oh, Quentin, tell him it's our own private bathroom.
There's no way he's going in there. We've got a bidet. God knows what he'd use that for. Georgina, phone the police.
It won't do you any good. He's a Rotherham Rambler and all.
You mean Sergeant Pontefract advocates this flagrant breaking of the law? Disgraceful. I shall write to my local MP.
Won't do you any good.
Oh, my God, you don't mean he's a Rotherham Rambler as well?
No, he tried to stop us, so we strung him up by cobblers.
What?
Aye.
What?
We tied him to a sign outside Mr. Tadcaster's cobbler's shop.
Oh.
Oh, no, oh, no, Quentin.
Wonderful, wonderful how this old Mrs. Shufflewick material comes back again.
Quentin, I think I'm going to have one of my migraines.
I'm warning you. If you don't leave, I'll throw out myself. I'm an expert at jujitsu. Even though I am a Gentile.
Quentin, the wardrobe's vibrating.
Oh, Georgina, you haven't left the batteries running in the...
Oh, hey, no. That'll be t'others.
Others?
Others? Aye, come out, lads. Come on, you can come out now. We'll carry on along this footpath right through front of Eli Cleggthorpe's tribe shop to yon Ilkley Fell. All right.
Oh, I see.
Come on.
I think I'm going to join you in that migraine, Georgina.
Oh, it's all right. They have all gone. Now, come back to bed.
Cuddly poos.
Cuddly poos. Oh, wait, you know. There's a little man coming out of the tall boy.
Excuse me. Am I going the right way for Skelmer's Day? Oh.
If one more blessed rambler dares
No. By the time I finish, no rambler will be able to come within a mile of this place.
Oh, thank heavens for that. So, who might you be then?
Oh, I'm from the Ministry of Transport. I'm afraid you're going to have to move your bed.
Move our bed?
Yes, this house is right in the middle of the new relief road for the M25.
Now, isn't it funny how music played such a large part in this year's Labour conference, eh? But did you notice that it didn't matter what song the comrades were singing, it was always the same old tune. Headlines unveils the latest Labour anthem.
La, 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 to find lots of things not to say. We're busy going nowhere. Isn't it just a crime? We'd like to have some policies, but we really don't have the time. We've polished up our image so people won't think we're red.
We actually say so little, they probably think we're dead.
I have to watch the lefties. They're such an unruly bunch. Parcel, parcel.
And only 3 hours for lunch. Oh, mine's a peach and plum pudding with pistachio sauce.
In a piping hot paste and punk cake deal.
La 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 la. We're busy saying nothing, keeping us folks from harm.
Gathering fish from the mail and the sun.
We're busy harming the world, hoping they'll vote for us.
We like to think we care, but we really don't give a cuss.
Pale pink is our colour, winning is our game.
I had to change our logo.
I had to change my name.
With all this deselection, I have to watch my back.
Passo, it's time for another snack. Made out of fried portion of pork, of pimento sprinkled with parmesan, and crusted with beans, would you, dear? Lovely.
We're busy doing nothing, working all day and night.
Trying to show that we've moved to the right.
We're busy going nowhere, working the whole day through. We'd like to be in power, but we really don't have a clue.
La 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 la.
Finally, stop press.
A 92-year-old yoga teacher has just retired.
Yes, at long last she'll be able to put her feet up. Behind her ears.
A new pill to pep up men's sex lives has just come on the market.
But already sales have dropped off.
Iraq is sending just two teams to next year's Barcelona Olympics.
They're the only ones they could find who didn't start running backwards when the starting pistol went off.
Some crocodiles are being fitted with microchips to ensure they don't stray.
Great, eh? At long last, a handbag nobody can lose.
A shopkeeper has discovered he's allergic to money.
Now he's receiving therapy from Ken Dodd.
A number of people walked out of a Danny LaRue performance because of vulgarity.
Funny that. I thought on Mother Kelly's doorstep it was only the toe peeping through the hole in her stocking.
A vicar got in the news this week after winning a sexy leg contest.
Yes, but it was the fishnets and suspenders that clinched it.
Prince Philip uses a pollution-free electric van to drive around London.
That's to compensate for all the lead he puts in the air during the grouse season.
The director of public prosecution, Sir Alan Green, has resigned after being caught curb-crawling.
He'd mishandle his briefs. He was bound over and he'd been caught bang to rights.
And that's the end of the stop press.
But I'll be back next week unless my case is referred to Cynthia Payne. Ta-da, ta-da!
Starring Roy Hudd, Chris Evans and June Whitfield with Peter Moss and the Hudliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Mike Coleman, Michael Dines, Tony Hare, Les Rowley, Ian Patterson, Richard Sternman and Robert Linford, Alexis Panyuk, Tony Weekly, Richard Parker, Nick R. Thomas, Jerry Godin, Ivan Shakespeare and Bill Smith, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by...
Adolf, Norbert, Rupert, Leslie, Nescaf, Bottom...
Oh, get off! Additional lines by Jenny Maynard, Noel Reed, Darren Norbury, Pete Sargent and Dennis McHale, Les Fletcher, David Kolakowski, Alan Hay, Brian Taylor, Dave Barham, Susan Stevens, and John Holler.
All of which are the given names of our producer,
Dirk Maggs.
Passock, Montmorency, Hubble Telescope, Murgatroyd, Cockermouth, Wozzuck, Pebble Dash Smith. Take this woman, Sharon Tracy, as your lawful wedded wife.
I do.